Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's a New Day, a series on financial stewardship based on the Southern Baptist Convention seminar of the same name. In this session, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 13 and verse 8, living debt-free. The Bible does not say that using debt is sin, but it does discourage it. Debt is money or possessions which one person is obligated to pay to another. Debt includes money owed to banks, friends, relatives, credit card companies, finance companies. Well, what does Scripture say about debt? Well, debt is discouraged. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, our text. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Debt is considered slavery. Proverbs 22:7. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. We don't have full freedom to decide where to spend our income when we're obligated to repay debt. Debt is consequence. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15. If you do not obey the voice of the Lord, your God, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And then down to verse 43. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. Debt presumes on the future. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. You see, when we get into debt, we assume that we will earn enough income in the future to pay the debt. The Bible discourages presumption. James 4:13, come now, you who say, tomorrow or today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Many roads do lead to debt, but there are several common paths. A lack of knowledge. Most people have not been trained to handle money God's ways. A lack of planning and discipline. Many people spend impulsively because they have no plan or budget to ensure spending does not exceed income. My generation, what we call the baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1965. Our generation, we began credit card spending. Our parents and those before, they would save for events beforehand to go on vacation. They would put all the money aside throughout the year to go on vacation next year, to go Christmas shopping or to buy gifts of any kind. They would put money aside for that. And the reason for this is you put all that money aside, go on vacation, buy gifts, Christmas, whatever, and you then go and you spend that money and you're done, you come back and you haven't impacted your lifestyle because you planned for that money ahead of time. My generation, we decided, hey, we got to pay for it now, or we can just easily pay for it later. So we use a credit card, we charge everything, and then we pay for it. That's a lack of planning. That's a lack of discipline. Indulgence. People often spend to simply satisfy their fleshly desires. Circumstances. Sometimes people use debt when they experience unexpected emergencies. such as an illness or loss of a job. Okay then. Many roads into debt. So how does someone get out of debt? Well, I want to share with you some steps for getting out of debt. First of all, pray. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. A widow was threatened with losing her children to her creditor. In those days, they could be sold into slavery for debt. So she asked the prophet Elisha for help. He told her to borrow empty jars from her neighbors. And the Lord multiplied her only possession, a little bit of oil, and all the jars were filled. And she sold the oil to pay her debts and to free her children. The same God who provided for the widow is interested in helping us become free from debt. The most important step toward getting out of debt is to pray and to seek the Lord's help and His guidance. Start giving regularly. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Wait a minute. I thought we were looking at how to get out of debt. I don't have enough now. And you want me to give? Well, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my high house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Pastor, you still haven't said anything about getting out of debt. Well, it's coming. But it must be in the context of God's plan. Third, make no new debt. Stop borrowing. You know, someone goes to the ER before they evaluate to figure out everything that's wrong and needs to be fixed. They stop the bleeding. You need to stop the bleeding. No new debt. Stop borrowing. Fourth, establish a spending plan. A budget. And that budget must allow for a monthly surplus in order to apply to debt repayment. And how in the world? Fifth, set up an emergency fund. Work toward at least $1,000, but start with what you can. Sixth, list your assets, everything you own. Determine if you can sell any of your assets and use that money toward debt reduction. Proverbs 27, verse 23. It's clear. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. But then, don't see the new funds as a windfall. Pizza tonight, no. Look for ways to make additional funds available to pay off debt. Seventh, list debts and establish a repayment plan. Psalm 37, verse 21. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Most creditors are willing to work with people who honestly want to repay their debt, who communicate with them regularly, and who follow through with repayment plans. Try to pay off the smallest debts or those with the highest interest rate first. Once you've paid off the first debt, add that payment amount to the regular payment for the second one that you want to pay off. Don't use that freed up amount as a windfall. add it to the payment amount for the next one. Then, when that one is paid off, apply that total to the next debt, and so forth, until all of them are paid. And let me tell you something. Minimum payments do not work. You make minimum payments on a credit card debt, you will still have that debt 30 years from now. And reduce spending. You got to consider some radical lifestyle changes. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yeah, it applies here as well. Because the world recommends debt as a way to finance a lifestyle. And then, don't give up. God has resources you can't even imagine that He can bring into play. Well, as I end this session, let me give you two issues to also think about. One is a question. When is debt acceptable? Well, Scripture is silent on when using debt is acceptable. But listen, if you borrow, follow these guidelines. Because you see, some manage a budget with a credit card, and then they pay it all off on a monthly basis. But the key is to live within the income, within the budget. Make debt, these guidelines, make debt the rare exception and not the rule. And repay what is borrowed as soon as possible. And then, what about co-signing? Listen, when you co-sign, you are legally responsible for the debt. It's as if you borrowed the money and then you gave it to the friend or relative who asked you to co-sign. The Bible clearly discourages co-signing. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 18. A man devoid of understanding, that means someone who's stupid, shakes hands in pledge and becomes surety for his friend. Well, listen, commit to get out of debt and to live debt-free. You think about that, and you have a great day.